we did. We just needed to hype ourselves up by drinking a milkshake with like an entire tub of ice cream and coffee with like 3 teaspoons of coffee beans.
And then we listened to Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Yes. And then we added chocolate sauce. My God, this is going to be crazy.
Before we break your dreams, we're going to bring the noise down. We're going to take a quick meditate. We're going to meditate. Okay, you're ready? Okay.
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 We're God, I hope we never get drunk together.
Oh God, no, that would be awful. Okay.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
I have no idea, but I feel like we're going to talk too fast.
Yeah, we're like, you know, you're already starting to stumble over your words there.
Because I don't really drink coffee that much, so this is really bad. Like, I haven't really had a proper cup of coffee in, like, actually forever. This is the grossest sentence. I love it. Okay. Okay. We're only 1 minute in. Everything is fast and my head hurts. Yes.
Okay.
Why do people drink coffee?
Because it like wakes you up and it actually doesn't taste that bad.
Okay.
Oh my God. I just posted the cringiest thing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because Mari, my dude here, told me to. So it's pretty cool because I thought that everyone that was listening to it was just like our buddies. But then we looked at that, like that, the results, and there's actually quite a few people from other countries, like people we don't know. Yeah. And just to say, that's pretty cool because this is like our third ever episode.
I know, but I'm really worried they're going to be like not real people, and so I'm scared. But if you are real people, hi, we love you so much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, so we need to like introduce the podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. This is Lick Me, I Wobble.
Regrettably.
Okay, Mari thinks we should change the name.
Because one of my teachers almost, like, worked out.
Yeah, but, like, okay.
If my art teacher finds this, please leave.
Okay, but, like, Lick Me, I Wobble. We were trying to find new names for it.
Oh, no. And I just really need the word lick me in the title for some reason.
So it changed from lick me, I wobble, to lick me, I'm delicious, to lick me, I'm firm.
No. So, the thing we use to, like, make our podcast, Anchor, has started using, like, showing us who listens to things where. So apparently most of you live in America.
Hi, Americans!
Which is weird because we live in Australia and most of our friends live in Australia and all the friends we've told to listen to live in Australia, so that's weird.
Yeah, apparently like only 20% of our listeners live in America, where the other 20% live in Australia.
And we have someone from Finland and Egypt, apparently.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We love you.
Yeah. Pretty cool countries, huh?
Yeah.
It's so bad!
So, no, I reckon we should keep it Lick Me, I Wobble, because the other names are
slightly... Unless we think of something really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
Which I doubt because it's us, but...
I mean, Lick Me, I Wobble is a questionable name. Yeah. Everyone that we've told is that's the name of our podcast.
Is sweaty eyelids a normal thing to happen when you drink coffee? Because my eyelids are really sweaty. Okay, we're 4 minutes and we still haven't said who we are. I'm Mari, that's Ness. Okay, now... Okay.
Sorry, this episode's probably going to be a bit of a mess of us. I get really weird when I'm high on caffeine, as demonstrated just then.
Yes. Okay, so my head hurts. I think that's also a caffeine thing. I haven't had coffee before and I don't understand what's going on with my body.
We're not going to get any sleep this night.
Oh, no. Tonight. It's only like 4 o'clock. This is bad.
Actually, it's 4:30.
Oh.
And the amount of coffee we put in that thing.
We put in too much coffee.
Way too much
coffee. Oh no, I gave some to Rosa. Do we even know what we're going to do this episode? Because we haven't really uploaded in what, like a month?
Yeah, well, like, the thing is that last episode we were like, oh yeah, we'll be back next week. And then 4 weeks later, it's like, hey, bruh.
Hi, guys. We're back.
Oh
God. Surely it's been less than that. No, it's been about that.
No, it's been more than a month.
We're so sorry. I think,
wait a second, let me just check.
Okay. We're so, so sorry we haven't uploaded. We're going to try and upload more. It was just the first, we tried recording it and it wasn't working and then we lost all the stuff we got and that was really, really fun. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then Anais was busy because she does literally everything on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have like a billion... One job. You have one job.
I have one job, yeah.
And you play piano and violin and all the instruments and and you just do things all the time and you like, actually go to the gym and I'm just laying at home like, I wonder if Ness is busy. You're like, no, I'm doing this. And I'm like, okay, I'm tomorrow. No. Next day, no. So it's Friday. We don't have anything on tonight.
No, we don't.
Apart from Hot Chips?
Maybe? Oh, yeah, Hot Chips. And there was, like, an opening on tonight, but I didn't know about it, so I'm sort of like, I don't think I should go because I need, like, clothes for that.
Yeah, and you need to record the podcast.
Because I'm secretly naked. Secretly naked.
Very secret. I didn't even know.
Naked. Under all of these clothes.
We're all secretly naked. Just think about it. Everyone you see is secretly naked.
No, but have you thought about it? If someone walks past you in the street, most of the time you'll just look up and then look back down and you won't even think about it. But what is that person doing? Do they have a wife? Do they have a husband? Do they have kids? Do they have anything? Are they a criminal? What are they? You know, you don't know anything about this person. You're never going to see this person again. But they have this entire life. They have this entire life that you'll never know about. But you just glanced up at them just once. They'll never know anything about you apart from the fact that they saw you once. They'll forget about you. But when
people do you think be like, that's that girl I saw chasing a pigeon that one time? That grown child.
I don't know. Oh my god, this is messy. This is really messy. This is
completely incomprehensible because we're talking too fast and really loud and we're laughing everything.
Wow, that just dropped.
Chunky.
And feeling chunky. Mm,
chunky.
Chunky. Chunky.
Your breath smells like coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm a headache. Oh, that's really weird. I feel like we've got literally no usable content in this so far. I haven't really listened to this. I don't want to listen to this again.
Oh, it'll be fine. Just listen to me being...
you.
Oh, God. I'm going to regret everything I've said.
I'm just going to leave in all your embarrassing bits and edit out everything I say so it's just an ass talking.
Okay, I think...
Ew, my knee pits are sweating.
You carry it everywhere you go and it does not get heavy. What is it? Your problem. Your problems.
My soul. My head.
Your name.
Ew.
Oh. What do you call a sticky crow? Stuck.
What?
Velcro.
I hate that. Now I'm sad. Miss, you made me sad with your bad riddles.
Little Tommy tickle bat took two T's. Two tie, two ups, to two tall trees. To torment the terrible tittle-tat, how many T's and all of that?
What is going on?
There are two T's and all of that.
What? Okay.
I come in many colours and I am very thin. I've found in every country, even in your home, I am very important. You can be very creative with me.
A pencil?
I can even help you learn. What am I?
A pencil.
A pencil. Paper.
What?
Love riddles. 14 riddles with love. Oh, wait.
That's my favourite riddle. 14 riddles with love.
A doctor and a bus driver are both in love with the same woman, an attractive girl named Sarah. The bus driver has to go on a long bus trip that would last a week. Before he left, he gave Sarah 7 apples. Why? Oh, because an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
I can't be bought, but I can be stolen with a glance. I'm worthless to one, but priceless to two. What am
love?
I? Love. Love. Yeah. Cheesy. There was a man who wanted to prove his love to his wife, so he climbed the highest mountain, swam the deepest ocean, and walked the biggest desert. What do you think his wife said? Why were you away for that long?
Yeah.
Nothing. She divorced him for never being at home.
Oh. Oh.
I hurt most when lost, yet also when I am... when not had at all. I'm sometimes the hardest to express, but the easiest to ignore. I can be given to many or just one. What am I? Love, again, is the answer.
This is love riddles. It's like, if it wasn't in the love riddles section, we might not have gotten it below.
Yeah. A 1,000 coloured folds stretch towards the sky, atop a tender strand rising from the land. Till killed by a maiden's hand, perhaps a token of love, perhaps to say goodbye. What am I?
A mountain.
A flower.
Oh.
Crunchy lip solvent. Oh, here it is.
Crunchy lip solvent. Crunchy lip solvent.
Oh,
Cr- costs nothing but is worth everything, weighs nothing but lasts a lifetime, that one person can share, that one person can't own but two can share.
Love.
Love.
No. Love. You just say it like
love.
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 Hello and welcome to Midnight Jazz with Mari. Today we're going to be listening to the jazz song called Mundane Love. It's called, yep, that's by Jimi Hendrix. His name, he doesn't do jazz, does he? It goes like this. Jazz. And that's the song.
Mari, I love you and you're a comedian. You guys are experiencing this with us. This is a very interesting experience for us, bro.
Jimmy's jazz. We'll be back to you after the break.
Okay, ready? It's raining and you pass a bus stop. There are three people there. Your trustworthy friend, the love of your life, and a woman about to go into labour. Your smart car only has two seats. What do you do?
Put them in because they're all the same person.
You give the first keys to your friend, let them take the woman to hospital, and you wait for the bus with your love.
You make out with your love on the bus stop. Blah, 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 blah.
Do we have any interesting books that we can look at? I have a bunch of puffin books.
Oh, no, wait. The puffins are invisible because you can't see them through audio.
Yeah, Mari, this is audio. This isn't video.
Why don't we have a YouTube channel?
Three simple words, but a life-changing. What are you? What are they? I love you.
Yeah, probably. How about this? I hate you. I killed your mum.
That's not three words.
I killed your... I killed dog. My heart is in pain. No, my back is. No, my heart. Which... No, my heart's in the... I don't know biology or... What is body
anatomy?
Word? Anatomy. Anatomy.
Okay, Mari, say the anatomy of an anime anemone really fast.
The anatomy of an anime anemone. Oh my god, our French teacher is amazing.
Yes.
I love her.
No, literally, she was like, all right, I'm going to give you some examples. So we're going to learn how to say, where did you put this? Where did you put that? Where did you put this? And she goes, where did you put my boyfriend?
She's obsessed with the idea of us having boyfriends, yes. Which is completely crazy.
Like, she's just there, and then she's like, oh, is this your basketball boyfriend? we've already learned how to ask people out on dates,
yeah.
And how to reject people, and one of the excuses was, oh, I'm sorry, but I have to clean my room.
No, one of her examples, I'm sorry, I have to eat an apple.
Yes. No, but if someone ever asks you out and you don't want to say yes, just be like, non merci, parce que je suis légume.
Je suis désolée.
Je suis désolée.
Désolée, je suis un légume.
Which, if you don't know French, basically translates to, oh, I'm sorry, I can't because I'm a vegetable. What are all these comments? Oh my god.
Is everyone commenting on your new
yes,
post?
Yes, they are! Oh my god, that's so cringy!
She posted her Gucci band?
Yes. I went to Gucci, but I didn't actually have enough money to buy anything Gucci, so I took one of the perfume samples, and they let you spray it on, like, a Gucci ribbon, and I took it, and then Mari was like, oh, we should post it on Instagram, post it, and so I did, and now everyone's like, oh, okay. Hashtag rich kid.
Everyone's, like, cyberbullying you. It's 4:44. Whoa, it's been half an hour. No, it's been 22 minutes.
Oh my god.
It's probably been 5 seconds for you because there's no usable content in here. I have a Where's Wally puzzle.
That's not going to help anything.
No, I can't do it audible. What? Oh, you liked my comment. Thanks, Anaya.
Yay!
What did everyone else say? Hashtag rich kid. Hashtag Gucci gang.
Oh
hashtag
my god.
Rich kid for life.
Guys, I'm getting a French exchange student. She's gonna see this. Oh my god, I'm not recommending this to her.
You better. If you don't, I will.
Oh no.
That's gonna be loud. I'm sorry. Oh, that laugh. My back hurts. Is that a caffeine?
Is that, I don't know. Is that a caffeine?
Is that a caffeine?
Is that a caffeine?
Is that a caffeine?
Or is it a coffee?
I think the things I've learnt from caffeine is, so far, I can't speak English, and I turn into a jazz radio.
Oh my god. god, Mari, we should improvise a song on your piano!
No, oh my god. Okay, we'll take the microphone over here.
Ready for my pro piano skills? Really, really loud. Ready for my pro piano skills? Ready, okay. Ready?
Okay, this is the piano.
Okay, ready? Let's play. No, put your thing here. Put it there.
It's gonna like clunk around. Okay,
ready? And then you gotta be like.
We should do, you know that game, like, the newlywed game, except we're not married?
Oh, yes, we should do the newlywed game. How do we do it?
Oh, yeah. Just Google it.
All right. No, Mari, we are married.
Yeah, we're married. We got married in primary school.
Got married in primary school. We're still married!
We've known each other for so long that we got married in primary school, and now we're in year...
10.
10. I feel like you're in
year 10 of high school, and we're still married.
Yeah, we haven't gotten divorced yet.
No, we have to stay married until, like, forever.
Yeah.
Describe your spouse on your first date.
Curly hair.
You had long brown hair.
Ew, I looked like a mushroom.
And then, no wait, when did we meet? Like, we met in, like, a prep, but yeah. We weren't, like, buddies.
My throat just gurgled.
That's weird. Like, we knew each other since prep, but we only really, like, started being friends.
In, like, a 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I think it was grade 3.
Oh, we were friends in grade 2.
Yeah, but like proper friends in grade 3.
Yeah. When and where was your first kiss? Under the mistletoe.
Oh, yes! What was that? It was like grade 5.
Yeah, it was so long ago.
We were at Anais's house.
Yes.
And there was some mistletoe on a tree. Not like the traditional, like, American mistletoe.
Like Australian mistletoe. It's
just like gum trees that got sick.
Anyway, so we were there and we were standing under it, and then who was it? Who was it like? One of us was like, oh, should we kiss? And yeah. So we did.
I remember pistachios. I don't know if it was that day, but I remember being in your house in that area and eating pistachios, and I was like, I don't know why I have that memory.
Okay. My spouse's first kiss made me think blank. Made me think.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah. No, I remember we like, laughed.
Yeah, we're like, that was weird, ha ha ha.
That was weird. Yeah, yeah. It was.
Good times.
What colour did your spouse wear on the first date?
I don't know. How do people remember this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like, well, if you're really in love, then you'll remember everything.
It's like...
What did your spouse think after you... What did your spouse think about you after your first date? Wow, she seems pretty cool. I want to be friends with her.
Yeah. First date counts as the day we went to school at the same time. What did your spouse do that made you realise that they were the one? That's essentially one thing they're trying to say. The one. Oh, I don't know how I realised Anais was the one.
I don't know, we proposed to each other.
Kids are weird.
Yeah. What was your worst date with your spouse?
We haven't been on any dates.
Yes, by the way, just to clarify, we are not a couple.
No, we're not. We're married, but we're not a couple.
Yeah. What did guests eat at the reception?
Whatever their recess was.
It was recess. They ate recess.
Or like some biscuits or like a cupcake.
What flavour cake did you have at your wedding and how many tiers did the cake have? I kind of remember, didn't we like have something as an alternative to a cake, like a sandwich?
Yeah, I think someone like sacrificed half their sandwich for a cake. So technically 2 tiers, because sandwiches have 2 slices.
Yes. What is the first thing your spouse would buy if they won the lottery? Art supplies.
Yes. You'd probably buy like a new like instrument. Like
yeah.
3 new violins. Actually probably one, they're expensive, right?
Yeah, one really expensive one.
$1 billion violin.
That would be amazing.
Gold encrusted, made of oak wood. I don't know, what's the best kind of wood for a violin?
Probably not oak wood. Fiddleback is one of the most common ones.
Is it because it's fiddle?
That's why they call it fiddleback, because they use it on the back of fiddles.
Oh my god!
Wow, what an epiphany!
Have you seen Coco?
No.
Oh my god, you haven't seen Coco?
You haven't seen Coco? I didn't want to watch Coco. Okay,
it's on like Stan on Netflix. We're watching this later.
Yes.
After we record this podcast, we have to watch it.
Yeah, I had a Kick account called Snoot, right? And so what I would do is I'd log onto Snoot and I'd go on whatever the heck group chat I could and type Snoot, I am Snoot. And then some people would be like, oh, hi, Snoot. And then I'd be like, Snoot is happy or Snoot is sad or whatever.
It was like Groot, but like rip-off and bad.
Yeah, anyway. But there was this one, and these people were getting, it were in like a heated argument. Like, I swear, there was like swear words happening.
And like a breakup going on.
Yeah, like a breakup going on. I think someone cheated on someone. I don't know, it was really bad. Like, I was just
kick
listening
drama.
To it. Yeah, like, kick drama. And then I just get this, Snoot! I am Snoot! It's like, shut up, snot!
Yes. That was so sad.
And then I've been, like, almost every group chat I did that to, I got kicked off immediately because, like, I'd just get this, I'd just say, Snoot, I am Snoot, and then people would be like, oh my god, boot this Snoot, please. Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, we need to continue the newlywed game.
Okay.
We got married really recently.
What was the first meal that your spouse ever cooked for you? Was it good?
We cooked, like, noodles once, didn't we?
Yeah.
I remember we made ramen at your house.
Yeah.
Like, as in cup noodles in the microwave.
Yeah,
but except we used to, like, make waffles all the time because we had sleepovers, like, every morning, like, every weekend.
And then, like,
it was, like, we had, like, a, like, 10-week streak where we'd go and, like, stay in each other's house.
Oh, do you remember? It would be like, oh, well, you owe me a sleepover at your house. Yes, and then it'd be like, all right, do you want to come over to my house? No. I sort of feel like having a sleepover at mine. It's like, yeah, but I owe you a sleepover.
Yeah, we'd, like, take turns. It was amazing.
It was so good.
I remember, like, we'd make, like, cake mix waffles at your house.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, what was your first impression of your spouse? You are really shy.
Yeah. So I was like, she has a curly hair. You were pretty quiet.
I was pretty quiet. I'm actually sort of a lot louder, but then again, I can also be pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm something you call an ambivert.
Yeah.
See, like, if there was someone else random in the room, I would be so quiet right now.
Yes, no, if there was someone we didn't really know that well, we'd be like... Okay. I'm only confident on this podcast.
Yep. When did you have your first fight and what was it about? The fact that I thought that I was more annoying than you.
Yes! Oh my god, this went for like 3 years, this argument. I'm more annoying. No, I'm more annoying.
And then, but the thing is that we wanted to be the more annoying one.
Yeah, like,
and
it wasn't like, you're more annoying than me. It was like, we're both, like, yeah. And then... We'd be, like, annoying each other. We'd be like, oh my god, you're so annoying. And the other person's like, exactly. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I remember that. Which one of you said I love you first?
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's probably like a, hey Mari, I love you, dude.
Yeah.
When did your spouse have any pets growing up and what were their names? Yes, I did.
You had Rosie.
Yeah, I had Rosie. May she rest in peace.
Who did I have? Do you remember?
You had a dog called Faith?
Yeah.
But I wasn't there when...
I had a cat too. What was my cat's name?
Snowball?
No. Comrade. Do you know what my fish's name was?
Le Poisson.
I had a fish named...
Do you know what my fish's name are?
Yeah, there's Fluffy, Scruffy,
mm-hmm.
and Bert. Greg.
No, Gary
Donald.
Died.
Gary!
Gary died.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, we have one called Sequins. She's really pretty. It's
cool.
Quite a pretty fish. But pretty Scruffy is like an aggressive fish.
Which one is that?
The orange one.
Oh, yeah.
She's so aggressive. Because, like, she killed my other fish, but she got really lonely. But the thing is that my other fish was really dismissive. So we were like, okay, this fish is, like, getting lonely. We should probably get it a friend, but we'll get it a fish that's, like, just as big, if not bigger, than her.
Yeah.
And so Mum got it a friend, and she's like, Stroppy back to Scruffy.
Mm-hmm.
But Scruffy's still... Like, we literally have to put our fish in time out.
Oh, my God. Like a bad toddler.
Yes. When the fish is particularly bad, we get a bucket of water and we put it in there so that she calms down. We put our fish in time out. That is what we have to do. If you could send your mother-in-law or father-in-law on a trip, which would you choose? Where would you send them and for how long?
Okay, where do I send a bond?
Where do I send your parents? I'd send your parents...
To the moon. Bye-bye.
I'd send your parents to England. I feel like they'd like England.
Yeah, or just like Europe.
Yeah.
I'd send your mum to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then to Scotland.
Scotland would be... I really want to go to Scotland.
Yeah.
Scotland would be so cool.
What which of your spouse's family members do you find most annoying? Your fish. They're so annoying.
You.
Oh, you're fair. Okay, no, I remember sleeping over at your house after watching the horror movies.
Yeah.
And the fish light was on and it was just shining directly into my eyes, and every time I looked over, your fish was staring at me and going bah bah bah.
But you know,
and it was dropping rocks around.
My fish the really aggressive one, likes to pick up rocks and make nests with them. I really want to see the new How to Train Dragon movie, the new Frozen movie.
Did you see how the trailer, like, the first time they released the trailer, he had, like, a beard throughout the whole movie?
Yeah.
And, like, when they actually released it, like, got rid of the beard.
No, it's because people hated the beard so much.
So, like, okay, we're getting rid of the beard. How do you just get rid of the beard? I guess, like, it's just, like, an extra item. I wonder if there's a scene where he does have the beard. That'd be funny.
I think he does at the very end.
Yeah, but, like, it's not as much as the beard. I don't know. This is a, what clothing does your spouse wear that looks best on them?
Mine, you only ever wear skinny jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay. Don't attack me, but yeah.
I mean, sometimes when you tuck your t-shirt in, that looks pretty cool.
I'm very fashionable.
Oh, we have like 3 minutes.
Oh no. 2.5 minutes.
2.5,
yeah. Yeah. What frightens your spouse the most? Me. I'm a very scary person.
I don't know, what frightens me the most? The mirror.
Same. One item of clothing your spouse wear that you cannot stand.
The fact that we wear, like, black skinny jeans in summer on 42-degree days.
Debatable. No, it's fair. School uniform.
Yeah.
I hate the school uniform.
School uniform sucks.
Yeah. Oh, finances. Let's skip finances. Okay, it's outro time. Okay.
All right, this is the outro
to
the third ever episode of Lick Me, I Wobble.
Okay, so you can find us on no social medias. We don't have an email or anything like that. You can rate us on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.
Yes.
And please rate us on iTunes. That would be really cool.
And if you don't know us personally, we love you.
Yes.
And if you do know us personally, I mean, you're all right.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks for listening. And also thanks to Rosa for rating us on iTunes.
No, we don't wobble.
Do not lick us. We do not wobble.
We don't wobble. Because we flibble.
Somehow, that is worse.